We begin the current Amud, Masechtas Nida Daf Mem. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where we can begin the fifth parak of Masechtas Nida, parak Yetzer Dofen, which discusses, as a continuation of the previous parak regarding the laws of birth, specifically that which is called Caesarean, and then the continuation of the topic of this Masechta, of the laws of Nida, of the menstruating woman. So the parak begins, Yetzer Dofen, that which literally means, say, comes out of the wall, which means the abdominal wall of the woman, which through medicine they could open up the walls of her stomach, take out the fetus outside, and then she gets healed, which is known as Caesarean section. So if a woman gives birth that way, not through the normal way, through the vaginal canal, says the Mishnah, says the Tanakama, Ein Yishvin Alav Yimei Tumah Vimei Tahara. So she doesn't sit as the laws by a regular birth for the days of Tumah, Zachar Nekeva, boy, girl, respectively, 7 or 14 days, and Vimei Tahara, she doesn't have the days of purity, which is any blood she sees during those days are automatically tar, for 33 or 66, again, respectively, of a boy or a girl. That doesn't apply if it's a birth through Caesarean, because it's not halachically for this purpose is considered a birth. And Vein Chayavin Lav Karban, and therefore the woman's not going to be liable for carbon, which a Yeledis, a woman who gave birth, is obligated to bring a carbon. She's not considered that Yeledis if it's born through Caesarean. Now, Reb Shimon Amay disagrees. This is not Hariza Kiyalad. The child is considered like born, and the woman has the halachas like Yeledis, like a woman who gave birth. Now, continues the Mishnah, going back regarding the laws of Nida, Kol HaNoshim, all women, mitamais, they have a law of Tuma from when the blood comes out, Beves HaChitzen, into what's called the outer room, into the vaginal canal. Even though it didn't come out of her body, even though the walls of her uterus is holding on to it, hasn't come out all the way of her body, still she's going to be tummy. Why? Because the pasuk says in Meikra, it says, Dam Yezeva Bibisara. Blood's going to flow in her flesh, which sounds like it's inside, even though it didn't totally come out, as long as it came out of the uterus into the vaginal canal, which the uterus is called the bias apanimi, that's where the child, if there is a child, gets formed, the menstrual blood is, if it doesn't develop into a child, that's where the laws of Tamar are, where loss of life, there's loss, it's not creating a child. In the vaginal canal, even though it's bibsara, it's going to have the law already of Anita. Now, Aval HaZav Balkeri, but regarding a male Zav or a Balkeri, which those are similar, but they're different types of emissions that come out of the male member, and Balkeri is the seminal emission. In there's not going to contaminate until it totally comes out of his body, as the Gemara of Mem Gimel Alpha is going to explain the source for this. Now, therefore, there's the following ramification in Halach. If Hayaich Betruma, if the man was eating Truma, which has to be eaten in the state of purity, the Hirgish Shinzdazu Evarv, and he got this feeling that his limbs are shaking, which is a sign that the semen has already detached itself from his body, although it hasn't come out of his body yet, but it's from the source of where it is, and his body is already detached. So Eichiz Mama, he grabs onto his male member, Ubaleas a Truma, and he swallows the Truma. The reason for this is because here, although it came out from the source, as long as it didn't come out of his body yet, he's not tummy. So he has to quickly swallow, because if it's going to come out of his body, he's going to be eating truma in the state of tumah. So he grabs on, makes sure it doesn't come out yet, and then it will come out after he swallows the truma. Now, says the Mishnah regarding all these tumas that we described, they contaminate even the minute amount, even like what's similar to that of a mustard seed, even less than that, a little drop of his, let's say his zera, is already going to have the tumah of keri. And regarding all those other tumas too. Now, the Gemara explains the halacha of a Mishnah, opening up with the first opinion of the Tanakhama. Amar Mani Bar Patash. He says, "My time, Rabban, what's the reason, Rabbanah, that they said that if a woman gives birth through Caesarean, that's not considered a birth, and therefore it doesn't have the laws of Tumah and Tahara of Leida, and there's no obligation of a carbon?" So says the Gemara, because Amar the Pasuk says of a Yikra, it says, "Isha ki sazri of a Yalda Zachar." If a woman is going to emit seed, Lashon of Zera, to that where there's male and female seed, the Yalda Zachar, and then she'll give birth to a boy. You have those halachas regarding giving birth of a boy. But what you see from the pasuk is, Achateli b'mokim shimazras. The laws of Yeledis only apply until she gives birth in the same place of where the seed is, where the seed is through the vaginal area. So that's each ki zazri of Yalda Zachar. Where the zera is, that's where the leida has to be. Where it enters, that's where it has to be released, and therefore the child is only considered a child in halacha regarding the halos of yeledis, regarding the if it's in a regular vaginal birth, but not if it's through Caesarean. Now, Reb Shimon, who disagrees, he says, no, that pasuk that you're bringing is for a different drasha. It's coming to tell us that even if the woman gives birth to a child, it's only like what the seed was initially. meaning to say if the child dissolves. Like the Gemara said on the Chavav Meralf and Perkam Apelis, that if there's an afterbirth in the house is tameh. Now, Reb Shimon said the house is going to be tar because the child already got dissolved already when it was still in the woman's body and was nullified in the blood of the woman's own blood, which therefore the child who would give the tumah as a mess is already nullified. Now, but the Gemara says that Reb Shimon agrees that imoy tumei leidam, although the child's not going to contaminate the bias, because he's already dissolved before he comes out into the bias, but the mother will have halacha of tumas of leid of giving birth to a child. And the reason that is, it says Reb Shimon, we know this from this pasuk, even if what she's being mailed of the zachar is kisazriya, is like seed, like semen, that's how the child comes out, that's still going to have the halacha of leid. Now, the Rabbanan don't need the pasuk to teach us that, because according to them, since they say, as the Gemara brings up within Perek HaMapelas, they say that actually the house is going to be tamei, obviously they don't hold to this halacha of being dissolved, and obviously it's considered like a child, and for sure the mother is going to have a tumah later. But Reb Shimon, who holds that it's not going to have a law of a dead child, for him we need to tell us that, but it's still considered birth, and that's what we know from this pasuk. So therefore, for him it's not difficult, their source. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, my taimei. So what's the reason for his opinion that he says that if it's born through cesarean, it is considered like a birth? So Amar Shlakish says, because the Amakra, the pasuk says, v'im nekeiva, and if a girl is going to be tailored, it's going to be born. So they have different halachas. The tum is longer, the tahara period is longer. Now, but the pasuk didn't have to write this word tailored. It could have just said, like it says, Ichik kisses riviyoldo zachar, gives birth to a boy. And then it could have said, then the cave, if it's a girl, but tum is shavuayim, then the tum is going to be for 2 weeks instead of 1 week. Why did it say the extra word tailored? The rabbis, yaitse defin, to include a different birth, even that through cesarean, that it will have the laws of yaleds. But Rabbanan, they would tell you, no, haime bayile, just like Reb Shimon said to their source, they say to his source that haime bayile, you need it for a different teaching. It's l'rabbis, tumtum androgynous is to include a tumtum who doesn't have any signs of gender, and androgynous which has both signs of gender, of male and female. To say that, the extra word tailored is to say that they're also, their birth is going to create halacha of yaledus. Because the salgat, I mean, you would have thought to say zacha nekev, except the pasuk says male and female, which is zacha badi nekev adai, has to be definitively a male and definitively female, below tumtum androgynous, but not a tumtum who we don't have any signs of gender, and not androgynous which has both signs. Kamashallah, that's what the pasuk has to teach, which is an extra word tailored to include even them, that their birth is going to be considered birth for tuma of yaledus. Now, Reb Shimon, nafkele min the tani bar levoi, he learns out that halacha of tuma of androgynous from the brisa of bar levoi, because the tani bar levoi taught the following brisa. It says in the pasuk that when the woman completes the days of her purity, levain oy levas, for a boy or a girl, so then she brings her karbanas as yaledus does. Now, levain tells us, we already said we're talking about a boy and girl. What do we have to say, boy or girl? Is Leven Mechamakim to say any son? Lavas is Lavas Mechamakim for a daughter. Does any daughter mean to say, yes, from these extra words, Leven Lavas, we include any child, Tum de Vandragnis, and that's where he knows that source. But Rabbanon, Haime Boyle, they say, no, that you need for a different teaching. That's Lechayv al Koben Ubein, that's to make an obligation of a carbon on every child, on every son, to make the obligation to every daughter. So if, let's say, the woman gave birth to a girl, 14 days later, so she's done with the days of tumah of yaledus for a girl, she can immerse herself in the mikvah. She has relations, and she becomes pregnant right after. And then she gives birth after the 80 days. But even though she became pregnant within the 80 days of yaledus of the first child, the halacha is telling us that she's going to have to bring two karbanas. The chiyuv is al-kol ben o ben, al-kol basa. That's what it says, levain levas, to tell you the obligation of a karban, even though you conceive within before you even had the obligation of the first karban, which is within 80 days, still, the birth that's after that time is going to be obligated in its own separate karban. Reb Shimon, he says, nafkele me the tani tani kamei Reb Shesh, says, you can learn that out from the teaching of the brises, which were taught by the one who taught the brises in front of Reb Shesh. So you know it from a different source, he says. What's that source? Pasuk says, Zeis Teres Ayeledes. This is the law of the woman who gives birth. Now when it says Teres, it always connotes Teres Achas, as one law, which would sound like any woman who gives birth, even a woman who gives birth to many children, they're all going to have the same law. So Melamedes comes to teach us, Shemavia Karben Echad Av Lo Desarbi, that she brings one carbon for many births. Now, continues the Braisa, and we'll get to the point of where Shimon knows this halacha, that L'chayav called Ben Oben, if even though it's conceived within the 80 days, but it's born afterwards. So this is like one woman giving birth to many children. So she could have twins, triplets, she's going to be chayav on one carbon. But Yachal Tavi Alei Deval Ziva Kachas, you would think that, okay, we're saying that Tairas is saying that there's only one carbon for even many obligations. You would think if a woman is a Ziva that she has to bring a carbon for, because she had seen blood 3 days in a row during the May Ziva, and she gave birth, and you would think, okay, she could fulfill that with one carbon. Which the Gemara jumps in and asks on this Bryce, what? Eli Yeled is to Achla Dam. So a woman who gave birth, who also ate blood, which is forbidden. Or Yeled is Achla Chayev, a woman gave birth that ate forbidden fats. B'chad carbon teskele, what you would think it would be sufficient with one carbon? What does Ziva have to do with Yeledis? And rather, the Gemara amends what the Bryce was saying was the halacha that we're learning after Reb Shimon. Yachol Tavi Alei Deshalifnei Melois. You would think that the woman would bring regarding a carbon of a birth that she had before the malais. Malais is the fulfilled period of Yimei Leida, which for a boy is 40 days, a girl is 80 days that she gives birth to a boy or girl. And then there's Leida Shalacha Malais. So if, let's say a woman gives birth now, and then she gives birth after 80 days. So the first one is called Lefnei Malais, which is obviously this birth before the days are completed. And the second one is called La'acha Malais. You would think that since the conception was, let's say, within the first period's obligation of 80 days, although she gave birth later, that you would think ka'achas, that she would be able to fill a carbon with one carbon for both births. That's what it says this, which sounds like what's explicit there in the parsha, which there is told about one carbon for one child. So too, this is the source for Reb Shimon, where he says that this is how you know that for each and every child, you have to bring a separate carbon. Yeah, one birth, she doesn't have to bring of three carbonas for triplets. One carbon is enough. But for separate births, which is la'acha malais, then that's how he knows the source from there. Now, for Rabbanan, they would tell you that, no, avagav dechsev zayis, you're right. Although it's saying zayis, which is saying, no, this, one child for one carbon, meaning it takes to the exemption of, let's say, takes to exclude, let's say, if it's born la'acha malais, which was what they were learning out from Leben al-Labas, they say, no, even though it says zayis, it's tzuch Leben al-Labas. You need that other drasha too. Which, according to them, are teaching the same idea, which L'chaiva called Benu Benu Bas Bas, because Sokrat Eitachim, you would have thought to say, Hanamili, when do we say that you don't bring on the child that was born before 80 days, meaning the first child, and the one that was born after 80 days, one carbon, you would think that's betray Iburi. That would be specifically when it's two different pregnancies, which is she gave birth, then she conceived again within those 80 days of Tahara of the first child, which she only brings the carbon after that, and then she gives birth a second time after 80 days. But it's two different pregnancies. That's what you're going to say, although conceived during those 80 days, but it's a separate pregnancy, and you have a separate carbon. But regarding one pregnancy, Kogoyin, Yehuda v'chizki b'nei r'b'chia, like the two sons of b'chia, Yehuda and chizki, with the Gemara 7 of Chavzayin and Alf, that the first one, although they were twins, one was born after the first one 3 months later. So emer b'chad carbon sagale, and that would say, okay, there it's going to be sufficient with one carbon. Even though it's born la'acha malais, but it's one pregnancy. And therefore, I would have said that, okay, one carbon would be enough. That's what you need to have. Leven levas, l'chav al kol ben leben, al kol bas abas. If it wasn't at the same time, it was la'acha malais, then if it was after the 80 days, although it's one pregnancy, one is actually mechayiv, a separate carbon. Each one, that's why you need to have both sources, according to the Rabban. So that was the sources of the halacha, of the opening halacha of our Mishnah, regarding Yitzi Daifin, if it's considered late or not, b'chligas tana kama and ripshim. Now, but Amr B'yechanah says, "Amay Reb Shimon says, but Reb Shimon agrees by Yitzi Daifin, a child who is born through a Caesarean, b'kaddishim. In the laws of Karbanus of Kaddishim, although he says in our Mishnah that yeah, it's considered like a regular birth, but by Karbanus he agrees she'ena kaddish does not have a physical sanctity on the animal. Rather, it's like other Kaddishim that if a person sanctifies a blemished animal to be hektish, it only has a monetary sanctity. Let's say like a piece of wood or stone for its monetary value, but." It could go out and be deconsecrated to be the wool to be shorn or the animal to be worked, which is not like a regular kachim that develops a mum and is redeemed. It doesn't have a physical sanctity, it only has a monetary sanctity. Says Yom White Time, but why does he agree by kachim? Doesn't he say it's a different, it's the same thing as a regular birth? Yeah, but that's by a human birth, as we brought the source for that. But Gamar Leida, Leida Mibichari learns out a gzeres shav of the words birth from the laws of the firstborn. By Kaddishim, it says, and by the laws of Bukhar, it says, in the Varm Tezvav, Asha Yivalid. Samahas and Petarechim, just like the laws of the firstborn, it's the first one to open up the womb. It has to come through the vaginal canal to be the laws of Bukhar. Avkam Petarechim, also here by Kachim, where it says the term Leda, it also has to be through the vaginal canal and not through the abdominal wall. And therefore, that's why it says by Karbanis, he would agree that it wouldn't have a physical sanctity. But says the Gemara, V'legamar leid de leid de miyadam. Why does he learn the gzeirah shavah from Bechayr? Why doesn't he learn the same gzeirah shavah, the word leidah, from the laws of Adam? Which is said in the context of tumah tahara of a person. It says v'yolda zachar. It says there the term of leidah, and therefore you should say to the contrary, ma'hasam, just like over there by a person, as we were just explaining according to Reb Shimon, that yaitzah daifin, it includes the leidah of tumah tahara for yoledus, even if it comes through the abdominal wall. Afkan yaitzah daifin, maybe kachim should also be considered a valid carbon if it's yaitzah daifin. Why are you saying it has to be through the rechem? Says the Gemara, no, mistabim and bechar havalei lemelech. It's more logical that we would learn that kachim from bechar than from Adam, shekein imay mi imay, because both of them talk about the terminology of its mother. By Bechayr and Shema Yisrael, Beis says Shibas Yom Yi Im Imay. The Bechayr should first, before it's being sacrificed, should be 7 days with its mother. And by Kachm, it says Im Yikuchav Beis, V'hayya Shibas Yom Tachas Imay. The carbon is only valid after 8 days, it has to be 7 days with its mother. So since they both have Imay, Imay, that tells us it's more related to Bechayr than to Adam. But says Gemara, Adam, to the contrary, Ma'adam have a little Melech. No, we should learn that out from Adam, Shekim Pashat Mi Pashat, because both of them are non-firstborns. They don't have to be firstborns, in contrast to Bechayr. So maybe Bechayr is different. Maybe learn out the laws of Kachim from Adam, not from Bechayr. So the rather says the Gemara, no, Bechayr have a little mev. The reason why it's more logical, as we're saying, in the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, the Bishimon agrees by Kachim that it's not going to be valid if it's Yitzhak Daifin, because we're learning from Bechayr, Shekin, because it has the following commonalities. Shekin Aim, by both of them, as we mentioned before, it says Imay. That has to be 7 days with its mother. Moreover, second of all, Behemoth Kadoshim. They're both animals that are sanctified, contrast to a person. Third of all, the laws of Pigul apply to them if one is sacrificing the carbon with a machshava, it being eaten chutzes manai. Neiser, fourth of all, they both become invalidated if it's left over its designated time. And vitame, and if it's prohibited to have it in a state of tumah, and all these five halachas apply to both them, where in contrast to the human being, these halachas don't apply. So therefore, it's more mistabit to learn it out from Bechayr. Says the Gemara, no, Adrab, to the contrary. Ma'adam have a little mef. No, we should learn that it has commonalities with Adam. Shekain Pashit. But both of them are, by a person, is talking over there in the laws of Tum of Yoledus, it's whether it's a regular child or a firstborn child. So to Kachim are all, don't have to be a firstborn, they're not firstborn animals, they're actually regular animals. Zachar, both by the human being and by Kachim, they're not specifically talking about a male more than a female, because the laws of Yoledus apply by male and female, in contrast to the laws of Bechayr, which is only by males. Kaddish, both the context of person and Kachim, they're not sanctified by themselves. They have to be sanctified, meaning, and by human birth has nothing to do with sanctification, but by Bechayr, the sanctity comes by itself. And B'matana, both by the laws of Kachim and by a person, they're not gifts to the Kayan. Adam is Tum of Yoledus, Kachim is, like for example, Shlamim goes to the owner, in contrast to Bechayr, which are matanas that go to the kuna. So therefore, no, we see we have commonalities between the laws of Kachim and Adam, that we have an exclusion of Bechayr. So it's Gemara Yebar HaNech Nefisha. This that we said in commonality with Adam is only four. That which we had in commonality with Bechayr is five. Therefore, it's more common to that of Bechayr, and therefore, just like Bechayr has to be through the Rechem, so too Kachim have to be through the Rechem, and not through the Daifin, not through the abdominal wall. Now, Amr Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Huna b'Shmei d'Rava says, Tan d'Masei l'Rabbi Yechanan, we have a braisa that supports this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that he said that Rabbi Shimon agrees that although he says Yetzer Daifin, like in the laws of Yoledus, is like a regular birth, but by Kachim, by a carbon, he agrees that's not going to be considered as a valid carbon that was born. Why? Because we have the following braisa. Pudaima, he says, it says in the Pasuk in Bayukra, Zeis Tyrus Ha'ayla, Hi Ha'ayla. This is the law of the Ayla, this is the Ayla, which goes al mikdal al mizbeach, goes on the fire, which is on the mizbeach, all the night until the morning, the fire burns over there. Now, from this pasuk in Zvachim, Nav Chav Tzayim Abayz, the Gemara learns out, regarding karbonos that are pasul, what's called im olu l'yerdu, although it's invalid, but if it was put on top of the mizbeach, you don't take it down. Like it says in the pasuk al mikdal, which al means when it goes up, okay, then mikdal, then the pasuk says tukad, then fine, you'll burn it once you put it up. Now, but the pasuk is telling us what we're quoting over here from Buda. It says zeis. Zeis sounds like okay, this, which is exclusionary, which is saying okay, this is what we're going to say. If it goes up, you're not going to take it down. But another case, even though it went up, you will take it down. Now it also says another word that's exclusionary, which says he. He also sounds like this and not something else. Moreover, it says ha'ayla, which sounds like the Eila, the kosher Eila, and not the invalid Eila, that the invalid Eila will go down. So therefore we have Hare Eila Gimel Mayutin. So we have three exclusionary terminologies to exclude the following three invalidations that although generally we'll say if it's possible, Im Alu Lo Yerdu, these following three, even if it was put up in Tamas Beach, we will take it down. As we continue to Tamid Beis, which are Prat L'Nishchat B'Laila, we're excluding if it was slaughtered at nighttime, even if it was subsequently put up, you take it down. V'Shanish Pach Dama, and if the blood of the carbon spilled out to the ground and it wasn't thrown. And V'Shriyatsu Dama Chutzaklaim, if the blood went out of the curtains, out of the area of the Azar, where it's allowed to be, then the halacha is going to be Shem also Terid, that even if it was put up on Tamid Beis, it's going to come down. Now, but all the other invalidations that the next opinion, that of Reb Shimon, says is valid, for example, if let's say it was left out overnight, or if it went out, let's say where the meat went out before the blood was thrown, or regarding tamei, or if it was slaughtered with the intention of it being eaten, chutzas man, chutzam kaimai, all those cases, Rabbi Huda agrees that there it's going to be lo yerdu, you're not going to take it down. Now, the reason for Rabbi Huda that specifically these three things, he says, imalu, it is yerdu, the Gemara in Zavachim, the Pedalma base explains why that is, like for example, by the case of, why does he hold by lun, if the blood was left out overnight, it's going to be kasha, because we find that places that it is kosher, let's say by meat that's left out overnight, that it's going to be kosher, and so on and so forth. There are all those cases he finds why there you're going to say Im'alu lo yerdu, but these cases that don't have any exemptions, he says Im'alu is going to be yerdu. That's Rabbi Huda. Now, continuing to the next opinion, who we're trying to bring a raya from, Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. It says it in the pasuk Oila. Now, based on that, Einli Eila Oila Kshera, I would only know when do you say Im'alu lo yerdu by a carbon Oila. Minayin l'rabbis, how do we know to include Shanishchata Balayla, where he's disagreeing with the three cases of Rabbi Huda. He holds even those cases are going to be Allah Yerdu. How do we know to include even Shanishchata Balayla was slaughtered at nighttime, or Vishnishchadam if the blood was spilled out, or Vishyatzadam Chutzaklaim, or if the blood went out of the curtains? So those are the three cases that he's disagreeing. He's even adding those. Then the following cases we pointed out, Rabbi Huda agrees to these following cases too, which Rabbi Shimon is all listing. V'halon, if the blood was left overnight, that it wasn't thrown under the mezbeach. Or v'hayyetze, if the meat of the carbon oil went out of the ear of the klayim, then was brought back in and put on top of the mezbeach. V'hatameh, if it was tameh. V'hanoyser, or if the meat was left out beyond its time, and then it was sacrificed. V'shenishchat, or if it was slaughtered with the intention of it being eaten, chutzazmanay, beyond its time, which that's called pigel, v'chutzamkayma, or that it should be eaten beyond its place. Or v'shekiblu psulin, or Vizokas Daman, if those who are invalid receive the blood or that through the blood, for example, let's say a blemished kayin, or some other invalidations. Now, the reason why we're picking specifically that the psulin received, and it doesn't say the earlier avoida of slaughtering, because actually shchita, the slaughtering of the carbon, is actually kasher with those who are psulin. As the Mishnah teaches in Zvachim Nafalam and Alpha Mabez, all those who are apostle that slaughter the carbon, the shchita is actually kasher. But we're talking about the Kabbalah Zadam and the Zrikas Zadam, which these are all invalidations. Or the carbon that the blood is supposed to be put on the top part of Mezbeach, meaning above the red string that goes around the middle of Mezbeach, which the halacha is that a chatas behema, the blood is supposed to be on the top of part of Mezbeach, because it says kronis, which are by the top, and they're supposed to be on top, and instead they were put on shenatan lamato, they were put on the bottom. Or vanitan lamata, that which is supposed to be on the bottom, which is the carbon ayla, shenatan lamal, which was put on the upper half of the Mezbeach. Or the blood that's supposed to be on the outer mezbeach was put on the inner mezbeach. Or the blood that's supposed to be in the inner mezbeach, what's called the mezbeach b'nim, the mezbeach azav, for example, the parhelm davar shel tzibur, the parkor mashiach, when the tzibur has from the Sanhedrin an erroneous ruling and they follow it, and then they find out that there was a mistake, or the parkor mashiach, the kohen gadol, that he does a sin, it's supposed to be in the inner mezbeach, shenasan b'chutz was put on the outer mezbeach. Or v'apesach v'chata sheshchatan shalolishman, or the carbon pesach, or a sin offering that was slaughtered not for its namesake. And the reason why we're picking specifically pesach chata is because the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim that kala zvachim shenizbuchu shalolishman ksherin. Actually, all carbons that are slaughtered shalolishman is actually kosher. So we don't have to include it shalayerdu because it's anyways kosher. The exceptions are pesach and chata, that they're actually not kosher, actually invalid. But minayin, how do I know that im olu, if he was put on the Tamas Beach, lo yerdu, you're not going to take it down? Tamalim, that's what the Pasuk teaches, is tayras oila, this is the law of the oila. Tayras is a terminology of Reba including everything. Reba tayrachas achal oila, it's coming to include one law for all those that go on top of the Beach, like the Pasuk there is talking about, the zayis tayras oila, the al-maiktel mezbech, let's put on Tamas Beach. Shemal lo yerdu, if you put on Tamas Beach, you don't take it down. Now, continues Reb Shimon, now yachosh animar, but you would think I would even include, including everything, an animal that sodomized a person, or vanirva that was sodomized by a person, or vahamukta, it was designated for the utility of sacrifices for Avodah Zarah, or vahanevad, it was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah, which all these cases, reveya, nirva, mukta, nevad, they're all invalid to be brought as a carbon, as the Gemara teaches later on in the sugya, or vahesnan, the animal that was gotten as an exchange by having relations with a zayna, or vahamachir, which was exchanged for a dog, vahaklayim, or an animal that's a mixed breed, which is invalid to be brought as a carbon, like the pasuk says, Yerucham Beis, shor echasav, an ox or a lamb, not something that's both, which is klayim, which is a mixed breed. Or vatrefo, or if it's a mortal defect. Vayetzidayfin, or if it comes out through the abdominal wall, that's where it was born. You would think that even those types of karbanas, if you put them as beach, you wouldn't take it down. Tamalam as zeis. This is an exclusionary terminology. No, these, and not the cases we just described. Now, then the question is, Omar Yisrael Rabbi says, Eilu, where do you see fit to include all those other cases? Lan, yaitze, tamay, naise, nishchot, chutzazman, because we've got all those cases, you say, oh, that we're going to include, that emolu lo yerdu. And why do you say, okay, exclude these cases of Reveya, Nirva, Mukta, Nevar, Esna, Mechir, Klam, Treva, Yetzidayfin? How do you see fit to decide what, yeah, what not? Torah is including, Zayis is excluding. But how do you know which one? So that continues the Gemara, Tabim, Malaf, Malaf. So he says, Acha, Shariba, Kosov, and Mi. So once we have the Pasuk including and excluding, so Ahmed, you're going to say, since there's an inclusionary terminology and one Pasuk is excluding, so now you have to go based on what's logical. Which is Marbanias Egalus, I'll include those which we said that the first category that we're not going to take them down, although they're all invalid, but their invalidation was in a state of Kedusha, meaning they only became invalid after the birth of Azara, and in the Avaida, some type of invalidation came up. It was left out overnight, it was taken out of Azara, but it was only subsequently that the invalidation happened. So therefore, that's what we say, okay, but it had a level of sanctity initially, so Imalulayedu. But I'm going to include exclude the second category. Their invalidation wasn't in the Kedusha element. It was excluded from its initial status. Before it had anything to do with Kedusha, it wasn't a problem in the Avodah. It was a problem intrinsic to the animal. It was sodomized, it sodomized, it was designated for the Zara, it didn't have a proper birth, it was an exchange for relations with the Zayin, and so on and so forth. Now, it says the Gemara, Ketani Mias, and this is the right to Rabbi Yechanan. But one thing we learned, and this halacha, which is from Reb Shimon, who we're discussing regarding his opinion of Yetzer Daifin regarding Kachem, that he excludes Yetzer Daifin delight, that if it was born through cesarean section, that you're going to say Yerdu. Now, Yerdu, obviously, he's saying is, of course, it doesn't have any physical sanctity. If it had physical sanctity and then it developed a problem later on, that's what's called Psulma Kedesh. He was saying it's rejected from the beginning. It doesn't have a physical sanctity. My love, isn't that what we're talking about? Yetzer Daifin, the Kaddishim. We're talking about a regular carbon that was born through Caesarean. And therefore, you see a riot to Rabbi Yechanan that the halacha is that, although he holds by the leida of a yeledis, of a birth, of a human being, that Yetzer Daifin is considered a leida, you see here that, as we said, that you learn now from Bechayr, that it doesn't have any Kedusha Aguf whatsoever. And therefore, actually, if Imnim Alu, it's going to be Yerdu because it's not Psulma Kaddish. It's totally invalid. It's not even considered Kedusha Aguf, and therefore, you take it down. Which the Gemara in the next half is going to continue debating this, but that's what the Gemara is bringing now as the source, as a riot to Rabbi Yechanan in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that he agrees the Yetzer Daifin Makadishim doesn't have a Kedusha Zaguf, and therefore, Olu Yerdu, like we said, because you learn it from Bukhar, it's not considered a valid Leida for laws of Kachem.